The times that you are in, of course, are challenging. One of the things that the times challenge is the, shall we say, the perimeters of your identity. So much of life is spent being in response to what is happening externally. And what is happening inside of you that ironically is also external. In other words, you have a view of what it is you need to do, what it is you need to be in order to be who you truly are. And so in this time, we are in silence from time to time, and we are feeling those boundaries. And some of those boundaries are changing. And that is a good thing, because in order to inhabit your own soul, yourself, you need to be one who knows what that self actually is. And these times are telling you how many definitions of yourself come from what is outside of you, what is expected of you, what you have been told you are supposed to be responding to. And sometimes in the quiet, in the stillness, even with all of the emotional rivers flowing, you may find that you are now ready to give up some of those boundaries, some of those things that tell you who you really are. We find that to be quite a wonderful thing, particularly if you are conscious about them. In your world, so much has stopped, and we were watching and wondering when you have passed the most dangerous part of what is going on, how many things that you are willing to do, are you still willing to do? And how many things are you unwilling to do that you did before? And this is going to be the writing of a whole new chapter of your society. What is all right with you that is still going to be all right with you? And what is not right with you at all? Sometimes it is because you realize some things in your life may have had a heavier influence than you realized. Some things may be showing themselves as being not in the direction you want to go. Some things will be fine. They will be fine as they were before. But when you think of yourself personally, and you multiply this information by a whole country, we believe you can see that there are some inevitable changes. Hopefully, most of them will be good for you and good for the planet that you are on. They will take away something from you, but it is not such a bad thing to be identified by what is outside of you, and only by that, means that you do not have what we sometimes call your third ear tuned to your own heart. Paying attention to who you really are, defining what is true for you and what is not. And this is one of the, the characteristics of the time you are experiencing that we want you to become aware about. We know and have watched with sadness the movement in your world, the cars, one car after the other, jammed against each other, very, very bad for you, very bad for you indeed. And there are a number of people who are not going to be willing to move that way in their work. They are going to want to reshape the way they work. Just as The world is reshaping now to protect you from this virus. There, all of the things that you already know about, stores you go to are not going to look the same. Many of them will open, many will not. But they will not look the same way. And so your life will not look the same way to you either. We would like to point out to you that this is not some kind of negative rebellion against the world. This is more likely to be an opening of your eyes to who you really are and where your boundaries are going to belong. We hope that you will be willing to remember this and to take it forward with you, the things that you really know about what defines you. So we will take a few minutes and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply, lovingly. Become aware of the energy of the moon above you, pouring its energy into your body. Feel the crown open and let the energy of the moon fill your crown. Touch your third eye to make it brighter and more wise and more intuitive. Let it come into your throat and make your conversation smoother and gentler and more understanding of what you feel. Feel the moon energy fill your heart. And let the moon energy wash away any hard feelings, any harshness that might have caught in your body during this time. Feel the moon energy in your solar plexus, displacing any of the hard emotions that you might be feeling. Feel the moon in your second center, moving away any feelings of judgment or shame or old patterning, which it's time to release now. And feel the moon in your root. And let the moon release any frightened feelings you might have about building your life, about making the changes that are necessary and good for the coming time. Let those fears release from your root center. And move into your heart center and see a silver pool of water with the moon reflected in it. And know that the moon holds the power to move any feelings, any emotions that might have caught in your heart. See them disappear into this silver water and see the moon shining brightly on the water. Now become aware of the light of your own spirit in your heart. See the flame. See it illuminating everything around you. And know that that flame sends tongues of itself to different chakra centers in your body. So let one tongue drop into the solar plexus and illuminate anything you need to know about what you feel. It does not have to be in words, but can simply be in emotions. Feel the tongue of that flame in the second center. And let it illuminate any judgment that might still be there of yourself or others, and let that flame begin to displace that energy so that you are free of old judgments, old pain, and feel a piece of that flame in your root, illuminating the root. And know that this flame is giving the root permission to begin to gather in all that you need, all that you need to know, all that you need to hold, to build your life the way your soul wishes you to live your life. And let a tongue of that flame move up from the heart into your throat. And let that tongue of flame be your companion when you speak to yourself or to others. Feel a tongue of that flame go into your third eye. And allow yourself to see from the deepest part of your intuitive powers all that you need to see about you, about what you love, about what you need to become a wise woman. And let a tongue of flame move up and into your crown. And as the crown opens, become aware of a golden light above your crown, This is the light of the new world, the world we will build and heal and make together. And let that energy flow into your body, into your thoughts. Let it flow down your spine, across your shoulders, down your back, down your arms and hands. Feel the healing in your trunk from this new light. And let it flow down across your legs and into your feet. And know your own fullness. And your own identity. Move your attention into your heart and see that a path appears in your heart and begins to move upward. But there is no strain or stress, simply the allowing of your own energy to move up that path. And as your energy moves up, see that there are dark blue curtains in front of you. And as you allow yourself to move through those curtains without fear, see a place in this newer, brighter light which has been made for you. Feel it all around you, in you, through you. Strong and bright and gentle. And see that there is a table, and that on that table, a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, see that there is a place here with water for you to drink, to refresh yourself. And if you are drawn to, rest your body in the water and let it wash away any burdens, any anxiety, anything hard that may have caught there. Let the water take it away. Now come back through the deep blue curtains and onto the path that brings you back to the center of your heart. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.